Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara here, Mesachta Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, says, Yiboilu Avir Mizbeach Ki Mizbeach Domi Yoloi. The Gemara declared a Shaila, if the Avir of the Mizbeach is like a Mizbeach, or not. Being in the airspace of the Mizbeach, is that already like it landed on the Mizbeach? And the guess of Mishnah, actually, has a Girsa Bo'o Reish Lokish Me'ab Yoichanon. The Reish Lokish asks this as a question from a Yoichanon. He obviously learns at the continuation of the Gemara and the Mer Aleph that Reish Lokish asks a question from a Yoichanon, and this is a continuation of Reish Lokish's discussion and question of Reb Yoichanon. In any case, be that as it may, the Gemara goes through Toshma. The Gemara tries to bring numerous proofs to the answer to side, like one of the sides of this question, and the Gemara does not come out with any answer. The Gemara does narrow down later on at Pichasim and Aleph. The Gemara narrows down the question that the question is not noigea to somebody who's standing on the mizbeach holding something, holding a limb of a karbon. It's noigea. It's pertinent to a case where somebody is off the mizbeach. The one holding it is off the mizbeach, holding an aver with a canyu, with a stick. Be that as it may, the Gemara does not come to a conclusive answer to this question, but rather the Gemara says, Teku, this Shaila is something that it remains as a question. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel, from Hilchos Psula Mikdash Malachi Yud Beis, says, Avir Mizbeach, Mizbeach. He just makes a statement that the Avir, the airspace of the Mizbeach, like the Mizbeach, in other words, Paskining, the Rambam paskined affirmatively that the Avir Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach. The airspace of the Mizbeach is like the Mizbeach. Questions the Kesef Mishnah. What is going on in the Rambam? If the Gemara had a question about whether we say the Avir Mizbeach is the Mizbeach, and the Gemara never answered the question, the Gemara remained with the question. So why did the Rambam paskin that it is kimizbeach? So the Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Rikurkus says that the Rambam had rayas from other Gemaras, but the Kesef Mishnah himself says, I'd rather not say that, he's not comfortable with that, and he says the reason of the Rambam is quite simply that he, although the Gemara was not Poshet Hashanah, the Gemara never answered the question, one way or the other. Nevertheless, the Rambam is not saying, Inachanami, the Rambam is not saying that this, the halacha, that the airspace of the Mizbech is like the Mizbech, is certainly like that, but rather, since there is a Shaila, since there is a suffix, so therefore, at the end of the day, what we must do is, we must treat it, since out of suffix, out of doubt, we must treat it like Mizbeach. Therefore, Ivarim, limbs that come to the Mizbeach, in the airspace of the Mizbeach, we must leave them there, since we have this doubt, since there's a possibility that it is like the Mizbeach. One may wonder what this shir is going to be about. This is a halacha shir, halacha series. And how does this play for us nowadays? Unfortunately, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash or Mizbeach. So how could this be pertinent to us? So the concept, true that until we will have the Beis HaShem and Beis HaMikdash, this actual halacha is not nogea, but there is a similar concept. This brings us to a concept of the airspace, of something that's halig. We do have Mikdash Ma'at. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have a Mikdash Ma'at. We have Shul and Batei Medrash, other halige places, and we can question and discuss what's the halachas of the airspace of those places. There is a tshuva from the Minchas Asher, that's Asher Zalig Weiss, Zov Ein Gesund. He says that Yeb Shmuel Rabinovich Shlita, the Rav of the Kaiso, asked him the following question. He said that there was apparently an interest in building an Ezra's Noshim by the Kaisel. At some point in history, I don't know, as far as I'm aware, it's never done, But at some point in history, they wanted to build a second level by the plaza, by the place on Maravi Plaza in Yerushalayim, where everyone goes to Davin, by the last wall of the Harabayis that's still left. Chazal say that the Kedusha of Beit HaMikdash, a certain amount left, but the Kedusha remained intact on the case of Maravi. And the Kedusha Maravi is the one part of the Beit HaMikdash that we still have intact, and that's where everyone goes. We're still allowed to go. We can't go into our Abayis. We're allowed to go near our Abayis. And we go to the closest place to the Makim HaMikdash, to the Makim that's based Fila to Davin. So now there was a certain point in history the government wanted to build a second level for the ladies to Davin. Like this, they can let's have a certain man's Fila for some Tayrich or some Torah. And certain family members, certain friends of a certain person will daven for that person by the kaisel. And the men will be able to be at one level, and the women who are close and want to daven and participate in that tefillah, and that the man tefillah will be able to gather together and here be part of the same tefillah from an Ezra's notion from a higher level. And the question is such a thing permitted? Why? Like the concept we have in our sugya, is there such a concept as Avir Beit HaKnesses, that even though the plaza is out of the Harabayis, but now unrelated to the Kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash, of why everyone's going to Davin, but the mere fact that everybody goes there to Davin and became Kavua, that is a place to Davin, now that place became Kaddish with the Kedusha of the Beit HaKnesses. And now we have a question, could we minimize the Kedusha? Is there an issue of minimizing the Kedusha by that we build a level, a higher level for ladies to Davin in? Perhaps we're minimizing the airspace of the Beit HaKnesses, and Avir Beit HaKnesses is perhaps Beit HaKnesses, just like Avir Mizbeach, Kimizbeach, and perhaps that's an issue of taking away from, it's like destroying a shul, it's like destroying a part of the shul. So Rebbe Asher Weiss says that really, this Shiloh was asked to B'liashiv Zatzal, and B'liashiv Zatzal said he wanted to hear the opinion of Rebbe Asher Weiss. And as such, Rebbe Asher Weiss wrote his tshuva, and he printed it in his sefer, and that's the discussion that I would like to bring to the table. And from there, we will be able to learn halachas that could be nogea to other instances as well. So at the first thing that Minchas Asher says is that, in truth, this question, to some degree, was already asked many generations earlier, not by the Kaisel, but pertaining to a regular shul that they wanted to build the Ezra's Noshim, a second level in the middle of the shul. There was a specific hill called Zolochuk, where they actually went and built an Ezra's Noshim, a second level in the middle of the shul, and Reb Shlomo Kluger was very against it, and he wanted to obligate them to take it down. On the other hand, two other peers in his generation, two other Gdayli Ador, the author of the Shailu Meshiv, and the author of the Beis Shlaima, they both permitted such a thing. Now, this question could really be divided into two, and we have to dissect it to have an understanding and see how to go about looking at such a Shailu. The first question is there Kedusha to an Ezra's Noshim? The Chelik of the Shul, the part of the Shul where the ladies daven, is that Chelik with Kedusha Beit HaKnesses or not? So the Chachmas Adam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Klal Pevav, Sifta Zvav, says that the Kedusha of the Ezra's Noshim, the Chelik of the Ezra's Noshim, is not Kaddish at all with Kedusha Beit HaKnesses. Ah, you'll ask me that ladies have a chiyuv to daven. So why is their part of the Beis HaKnesses any less heilig than the part where the men daven? So you have to say that although the ladies do daven there, and of course they have a chiyuv to daven either midarayis or midarabanan. Nevertheless, since there's no din of them of tefillah b'tzibur for them, they're not mitzvahed to the minyan asorah. They're not a part of v'nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael v'limanayis Yisrael. So therefore, they are not in the kedusha, although they daven there. But the kedusha of the place where they daven is not. Seems to be, let's say it like this. Apparently, according to the Chochmas Sadim, it's not Kaddish at all with Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. Kedushas Beis HaKnesset only comes through davening, through a place that's miyuchad for davening of people that have this ma'ila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Of a chiyuv Tefillah B'Tzibur. Ladies, if they do attach themselves to Tefillah B'Tzibur, it would seem that they do have some ma'ila to their Tefillah, but they're not connected to the Tzibur as much as the men are connected. They don't have that obligation. They're not counted. Therefore, the place where they daven is not Kaddish at all, in his opinion, with Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. However, most Achrayim say not like the Chochmas Sadim. And they say that the Ezras Noshim part of the Shul is actually, in fact, yes, Kaddish with Kedushas of the Beis HaKnesset. However, they say that although the chelik of the shul that's as is notim is kaddish b'kedushas beis haknesset, it does actually have that kedushas beis haknesset, but the kedusha of it is smaller than the kedusha of the part where the men daven, and as such, even though both the portion of the shul where the men daven and the portion of the shul where the ladies daven is kaddish, is halig with the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset, but we cannot minimize the portion of where the men daven to expand the portion where the women daven, because then we're taking away, we're minimizing an amount of kedusha. We're taking away certain part has more kedusha than that other part. We're lessening the kedusha of that part that we're expanding for the ladies. One of the rayas, the Sefer Tshuva Shai brings a raya, that the chelik of the Ezras Noshim, the portion of the shul that's the Ezras for the ladies, is actually kaddish with the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesset. From the fact that there's a machlekes rishonim, it's a very interesting machlekes rishonim. The Ogur says, and others, that a lady, when she is tamei with the tumas nido, cannot enter a shul. The Augur says that it uses the pasuk the chol kodesh leisiga, that a lady who's tamei should not enter a shul because the shul is halig, and she should not go to a halig place. Now, they say Rashi is matir, and the general consensus, everyone knows, ladies, even though they're tamei, they do go to shul. Be that as it may, but the mere fact that some Rishonim say that ladies should not enter a shul when they're tamei nida shows us that the part of the shul where women go is actually halik. Because we're talking about, obviously, the ladies are going into the Ezras Noshim. They're not going to the portion where the men are. And even so, some Rishonim say she should not go there. So you see that even the chelik, even the portion of where the woman daven, is actually chelik. It's just that it's not as chelik the way most places can go, is that it's chelik, but not as chelik as the portion where the men daven. And therefore, if let's say everything is ground level, there's a big shul ground level, and for some reason there's more women, there's a lot of empty space by the men's side, and the woman's side is too tight, and they want to move over the mechitza more onto the men's side to give the woman more space, it would be prohibited because we are minimizing the kedusha of that place that we're expanding to the Ezras Noshim. Okay, that's Shlav Aleph. That is the first level of way, the part of the Shaila that we have to discuss before when we discuss this question of building a balcony. So that's if it's all ground level and we're moving the mechitza over. In our case, we're not moving the mechitza over. All we're doing is we are building a balcony. We are building a second level, which is minimizing the airspace. And that question could be divided into two. Number one, is there any Kedusha at all to the airspace of the Beis HaKnesses? Perhaps only the bottom, the floor, standing on the floor, if you're going to take away from the floor space of the shul, then you're taking away from the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses. But the airspace perhaps has no Kedusha at all. And second of all, even if you do say it does have Kedusha, even if the Kedusha exists, but perhaps that's not considered minimizing it, since with this space, since it's usable, the entire bottom is still usable, and the airspace is remaining the way it was, what's the problem of moving over a mechitza of where the from the woman's side to make the woman's side bigger and going into the men's side, because you're minimizing usable space. Now there's some part that you can't use. But here, the airspace will remain as it is. It stays as it is, and we're not changing, we're not doing anything wrong, we're not doing anything different. We're only getting more out of the space that we have. Any men that come to daven, and we're davening downstairs, are still going to daven downstairs, even if they jump on Simchas Torah, they're still not going to hit the balcony. So what should be the problem? That's perhaps a second reason, a second way how to say there's no issue. So we find, says the Minchas Asher, says the Divrei Chaim, in Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel says that the airspace of the shul does not have any kedusha at all. And the Minchas Asher says that you can be medayig like that from the Tshuva of the Chassam Sofer. Because the Chassam Sofer discusses a case where they built a balcony. Also the same type of thing. They built a balcony for the woman above the men's face. And the Chassam Sofer discusses who has ownership of the places, of the spots that are in this newly built Ezer's Noshim. Now, why did the Chassam Sofer only discuss who the ownership? Why wasn't he worried about the whole idea, the whole concept? How is it permitted to build such a balcony? And therefore it seems that the Chassam Sofer agrees to the Divrei Chaim that there was no Kedusha at all, and that wasn't an issue at all to build the balcony. The Avnei Nezer, though, says that he assumes that no. The airspace of a shul certainly has Kedusha of a shul. He just wants to say that perhaps you're not taking anything away. The airspace remains as it is. You're not blocking the airspace. The airspace continues to be the way it is. And you're not affecting the airspace by that you build a balcony. Despite that he has such a possibility that you're perhaps not minimizing the airspace, at the end of the day, the Avnei Nezer himself did not permit building the balcony on such an account that you're not blocking the airspace. And he recommended to do what he recommended was you should take money and be mechalil. You should redeem the kedusha of the shul onto that money with Zayin Tuvei Ayir, the Pirsum Anshei Ayir. There are rules in halacha how a shul could be sold to build like another shul for certain purposes and under certain conditions and in certain ways a shul can be sold. One of those things are we have to have the Zayin Tuvei Ayir. It can be redeemed with the Zayin Tuvei Ayir. The seven elite members of the community who have a certain control, they have a certain say in what should be done with the public things of the city. And that was the Avnei Nezer's mahalach, how to build a balcony in a shul. Now, the Avnei Nezer's mahalach will not work for the Kaisel, because if you have a shul in a town, so you can have Zayin Tuvei Ayir, seven people who have control and rulership and enough power to, halachic power, to designate, to make decisions what should be done with the shul. But something that's the Kaisel Plaza, which belongs to the entire Klal Yisrael, is there for the entire Klal Yisrael. It's miyuchid for thousands of years for the entire Klal Yisrael. So, who's going to be the owner to redeem the Kedusha? So at the end of the day, it would seem that it's a machlokes. There is also a Hashem who says a heter, but at the end of the day we have that the question of whether as this Nashim has Kedusha at all of a shul or not Kedusha of a shul, although the Chacham HaSadam says the Ezra's Nashim doesn't have any Kedusha of a shul, the majority of Paiskim say that the Ezra's Nashim does have Kedusha of a shul. However, it doesn't have as much Kedusha like the Ezra's Anashim, like the portion where the men daven. But, although we cannot minimize, that's the question one, although we cannot minimize the floor space of the men's chelik to devote it for ladies, for the ladies, the power portion to daven. Nevertheless, the airspace, we have a new machlokes, which is a serious question, that perhaps the airspace, there's no issue of minimizing the airspace either because the airspace doesn't have any kedusha at all, or because we're not affecting the airspace. But be that as it may, it remains a good question. The Imam Chasash himself believes that there's enough to rely on, especially when it's a Shasat Chak and it's a Shtikl B'Gi'evi, the way he touches it up, the way he believes it wouldn't be permitted to build a balcony. Nevertheless, he says he does not, he believes that such a question must be posed to someone who's the biggest Gadol Ador, and he says that it would fall on Yashiv at the time he wrote it, if Yashiv was alive, and he did not want to answer the actual question. He was not ready to take the place to answer the actual question, because such a question that pertains to a makim for the entire Klal Yisrael should be answered by someone who's the Gadol Ador, that the entire Klal Yisrael has their eyes towards him.